Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Ninginem Hangsing with the Evening Bulletin. The headlines. Nagaland CM Nipyu Rio highlights key development priorities during Northeast India Infrastructure Summit. Nagaland Governor Nandikishore Yadav reviews progress of Dhansiri to Zubza New Line Railway Project. Training and meeting between district administrations and tribal bodies ahead of Census 2027 in Nagaland. And US and Iran reach agreement to end military operations, open Strait of Hormuz, India welcomes. Now the news in detail. Nagaland Chief Minister Nipyu Rio today highlighted key development priorities including the proposed Chettur Greenfield Airport, Nagaki City in Chumukedima and an IIT for the state. Addressing the Northeast India Infrastructure Summit and Exhibition 2026 in Shillong, he described the Trans-Nagaland Highway Foothill Road as a transformative project that will improve connectivity, boost economic growth and unlock investment opportunities across the state. Mr. Rio also highlighted the recent petroleum exploration MOU with the Centre and Assam, while calling on industry leaders and development partners to invest in Nagaland's growth journey towards Viksit Bharat 2047. The Chief Minister further highlighted challenges arising from Nagaland's unique community-owned landholding system protected under Article 371A, while stressing the need to balance these safeguards with infrastructure development and investment requirements. Nagaland Governor Nandikishore Yadav today reviewed the progress of the 78.42-kilometre Dhansiri to Zubza, Dimapur to Kohima New Line Railway Project and the redevelopment of Dimapur Railway Station with Northeast Frontier Railway officials in Kohima. Officials reported that the Dhansiri to Shokhuvi and Shokhuvi to Molvom sections have been commissioned while work on remaining stretches continues despite difficult terrain, landslides, heavy rainfall and tunnel construction challenges. The Governor also reviewed the Dimapur Station redevelopment project targeted for completion by July 2028. He assured state support in addressing land, access road and encroachment issues, stressing that timely completion of both projects will boost connectivity, tourism, freight movement, employment and regional economic growth in Nagaland and the Northeast. Ahead of Census 2027, Deputy Commissioner DC Kohima B. Hanok Buchum today had meeting with the Angami Public Organization APO, Angami Women Organization AWO, Angami Youth Organization AYO, Angami Students Union ASU, councillors and chairpersons of colonies and wards in Kohima Town to discuss preparations for the upcoming census exercise. Addressing a press conference at the DPDB Conference Hall, Mr. Buchum said the census will be conducted in a fully digital and paperless format for the first time.
Today we had a day-long interaction and a discussion with various stakeholders. So we had a very fruitful, productive discussion, and our main resolution is that we will ensure that the census directions and guidelines are fully and strictly implemented in Kohima District. Here, we all know census is one of the most important administrative exercise, and for the first time in India, it is going to be fully digital and paperless.
The house listing operation begins on June 16 with self-enumeration open from June 16 to 30 and field enumeration from July 1 to 31. The population census will be conducted in 2027. He urged residents to provide accurate information, avoid duplicate registration and cooperate with enumerators, stressing that census data is vital for development planning and resource allocation. APO President Tejao Vihenyo also called on citizens to participate responsibly, warning that double enumeration in both Kohima and native villages would distort population figures.
How we are able to enumerate and what kind of information we are able to project in the census operation will to a large extent go to govern or influence the kind of development, the flow of fund, etc. to the state. And therefore, I would urge upon all citizens of Kohima district to make sure that you are enumerated and that you give adequate and proper information to the census enumerators.
Meanwhile, Deputy Commissioner Buchum informed that over 700 field personnel have already been trained for the exercise. A meeting on self-enumeration was held at DC Conference Hall, Tuen Sang, with tribal leaders of the district. In the meeting, the Deputy Commissioner briefly highlighted on census self-enumeration through online mode, saying it is the process where individuals or households complete and submit their own census or survey forms rather than having a census taker fill it out for them. He informed that one can access the official portal at sc.census.gov.in for self-enumeration through online mode. As part of the nationwide preparations for the upcoming Census of India 2027, a specialized training program for census enumerators and supervisors is currently underway at Sataka Rural in Zoneboto District. The training, which commenced today, aims to equip enumerators and supervisors with the necessary skills and knowledge required for the smooth and accurate conduct of the census exercise. Participants are being trained on census procedures, data collection methods, field operations, and the use of prescribed formats and digital tools. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For a quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. The US and Iran finalized a deal to end their 107-day war and open the Strait of Hormuz, a narrow waterway used to ferry one-fifth of the global oil supplies. US President Donald Trump made the announcement on Truth Social last night, saying America will end its naval blockade on Iranian ports. The peace agreement will be signed on Friday in Switzerland. Mr. Trump said the Strait of Hormuz will open after the official signing of the agreement. India has welcomed the understanding reached between the United States and Iran on ending the conflict in West Asia, which has caused serious economic disruption across the world and led to loss of life in many countries. In a social media post, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said, India hopes that the implementation of this understanding will help restore peace and stability in the region and ensure the freedom of navigation and commerce. India has undergone a remarkable transformation driven by the principles of Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas, Sabka Vishwas and Sabka Prayas under the visionary leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi in the last 12 years. During this period, the Modi government carried out many flagship initiatives for the welfare and empowerment of the poor, farmers, women and youth. Akashvani News brings you a special feature, Bara Sal Vishwas Ke, Vikas Ke, Jan Kalyan Ke. Today we focus on the steps taken by the government for building modern infrastructure with the vision of making India Viksit Bharat by 2047.
A strong and modern nation is built on the foundations of world-class infrastructure. Over the past 12 years, India has embarked on an unprecedented journey of transformation, making infrastructure-led development the cornerstone of its growth story. This commitment is reflected in a six-fold increase in government expenditure on infrastructure, rising from 2 lakh crore rupees in 2014-15 to 12.2 lakh crore rupees in the current financial year. In the last 12 years, the country's urban transportation has been revolutionized. India's metro rail network has expanded nearly fivefold, from 248 kilometers to 1100 kilometers today. India today has the world's second largest road network. The national highway network has expanded from over 91,000 kilometers in 2014 to over 1,46,000 kilometers in 2026. The transformation is equally visible in the railway sector. Budgetary support for Indian railways has increased nearly nine times, from 32,000 crore rupees in 2014-15 to 2.78 lakh crore rupees now. A symbol of this new era is the Vande Bharat train, with 162 services now operational, reducing travel time up to 45%. Together, these achievements are creating a faster, more connected and more prosperous India, laying the foundation for a Viksit Bharat by 2047. Karhar, Akashvani News, Kohima.
The six-day countdown to the International Day of Yoga continues today. This year's theme is Yoga for Healthy Aging. In the run-up to the occasion, Akashvani News Kohima brings a special series on the benefits of practicing yoga. Today we focus on joint health. Postures such as Bhadrasana firm pose, Trikonasana triangle pose and Setu Bandhasana bridge pose improve spine mobility and reduce stiffness in the joints. Regular practice can support comfort and ease in daily activities. As we count down to International Day of Yoga, let us reaffirm our commitment to a healthier and more balanced future. And now to round up this evening's bulletin, the headlines once again. Nagaland CM Nipuro highlights key development priorities during Northeast India Infrastructure Summit. Nagaland Governor Nandkishore Yadav reviews progress of Dhansiri to Zubza New Line Railway project. Training and meeting between district administrations and tribal bodies ahead of Census 2027 in Nagaland. And US and Iran reach agreement to end military operations, open Strait of Hormuz, India welcomes. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Have a pleasant night.